there is a wealth of great news on the jazz and local music scene front, not the least of which is the relatively recent opening of the Blue Llama Jazz Club in downtown Ann Arbor, and related to the club, the acquisition of one of the trumpets from the great Miles Davis by the owner of the Blue Llama, Don Hicks, who joins us today, along with the music director, artistic director of the club, Dave Sharp. Good afternoon to both of you, and thanks for coming in. And I have to tell you, Don, congratulations on being the owner of a Miles Davis trumpet. This is just really incredible news.
Well, you're really kind to mention it like that, but I really do look at it the same way that we look at the club, that we're looking after this. When we got the Blue Llama Club opening, it quickly became apparent that it was really important to a lot of people in town. And, you know, we do feel that we are overseeing a piece of the jazz sort of landscape around here. It really means a lot to people. That's their favorite club, and it's an honor to be able to play a role looking after somebody's favorite place.
Yeah.
And I view that the Miles horn is very much the same thing. It's going to outlast you and me.
True enough.
And the music's going to outlast us, so indeed. What the hell are we talking about? We're just overseeing it until whoever it goes to next.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, already in just the few months that you've been open now, well, the better part of a year, I would guess. Closing in on that.
It's about 9 months.
Yeah, better part of a year. It's already, this has become like the era, the Blue Llama era in jazz in Ann Arbor. It's just been a couple of weeks since you won and purchased the trumpet at auction. Can you take me back to the day? How did you hear about the auction? How did you become aware of it? And take me back to that moment where, you know, they announced this. Was this done online? This is in person. So take us to that moment when the winning bidder from, you know, Ann Arbor.
It was pretty thrilling. And we weren't sure we were going to go for it. So I think it was one of my friends actually sent me a note and said, hey, have you seen this?
I think it was me.
Was it you?
Yeah.
So it was one of my friends.
Let's credit Dave.
And I think a few other folks mentioned it as well, but you would have been first. And we looked at it, and it was just a news item.
Uh-huh.
They did a good job, as you might expect from a marketing perspective, trying to get the word out. So it was actually mentioned there was a snap in Rolling Stone magazine, mm-hmm. as well as ABC, NBC. You know, they wanted to get interest out there.
Right.
And so when I saw that, we had a brief conversation about it, and I wasn't sure how I felt about it because it's still an auction, and there's only one way to win at an auction, and that's to be stupid enough to pay more than everybody else. That makes you a winner, right?
Right.
So it's also the case that we're turning what's really music history into potentially a commodity. We turn it into a financial transaction, and I'm not entirely comfortable with that all the time. So, you know, Miles was also a commercial guy. He would appreciate it, but still, you wonder, are you participating, throwing money at this thing, just trying to acquire or buy a piece? I certainly don't feel that way. But I'm a lifetime horn player. I'm a trumpet player.
Right,
and we have the Blue Llama Jazz Club, and we're still working hard to make it a success. And this is the Blue Moon and Stars trumpet.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about, well, who else could potentially go get, you know, somebody who just wants to nail it to a wall or someone who's going to hide it. The Blue Llama Jazz Club's a living organism, a place for music and musicians. So the more I thought about it, the more I figured this is something we probably do. It probably needs to be at this home. So I reached out to my friend Dave Monette. Dave Monette is, I think, the world's greatest trumpet maker.
Okay.
He and his crew make horns for both classical and jazz players around the world. He's Winton's trumpet consultant, Winton Marsalis. Mm-hmm. And I asked Dave, am I crazy? Is this a good idea? And he talked about it, and he said from a horn standpoint, the manufacturing practices of the Martin Corporation at that time, they weren't making the world's best horns. But this horn itself was one that was designed visually by Miles. And it was played by him, along with the other two. We can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That set of horns was really important to Miles' comeback. And David said, it's absolutely a part of music history. It's important to horn players. So if you have a chance to bring it in and look after it for everybody, you should do that.
Indeed.
So We actually, Dave and myself and my wife Anise, we flew to New York. And the day before the auction, we went over to Christie's, which is right across the street from Rockefeller Center. We went in, and it's like a museum where you can buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we took it out of the glass case and played it. And Dave checked it out, and he said, it's actually a shockingly well-made, good-sounding horn. Mm-hmm. He was surprised how good it was.
Mm.
And so the next day, you walk in at 11 o'clock, and they start putting items up there. It was a live bid, so I had a paddle.
The whole thing.
They have people on the phones. It's very dramatic.
Yeah.
And they have an auctioneer up there shouting and kind of going back and forth. And, you know, we were getting ready to walk in there, and Dave Monette, he's like shaking. He says, aren't you nervous? How are you not falling down? And I said, well, Dave, I didn't come here to lose.
There you go.
And we went in, sat down, and, you know, our strategy was make sure everybody knew we were there to win. And so we were really confident. A couple people who were in the room told me later that they saw this, and they saw that we were so decisive, they gave up pretty quickly. The bidding went up to well past. They had planned it to be in the 70 to 100 grand range.
Mm-hmm.
Once it got to $200,000,
right.
There was one guy on the phone, or gal, we don't know. There had one remote bidder, and they tested that limit. And again, it made it clear that it needed to be here in Ann Arbor at the Blue Llama. So the other person gave up, and then it was ours.
Congratulations.
It was, thank you.
And congratulations on you being a winner and this community being a winner.
It's for all of us. I was there for everybody here.
Yeah. You can look and see, and I think Real Deal Miles fans will recognize these trumpets. The Blue Moon trumpet, they're one of three trumpets that have a similar design, but they're of different colors. There's a red, a black, and also this is the blue, what's called the Blue Moon trumpet. Is that right?
That's right.
They're very distinctive in appearance. You can see images of this. We're going to post this on our Facebook page and also at WEMU.org. Very, very distinctive, one-of-a-kind designs. Tell us about this finish and this feature, because you see it and if you follow Miles, it's like, oh, that's one of Miles's horns. What, in layperson's terms, what is this finish that it has? Blue finish.
It's a lacquer finish, and okay. That's actually become more common. It's not unusual to do colored trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
They'll brush it on there. It's still a brass instrument.
All right.
But it was unusual to, at that time, this was made, that set of three was made in the early 1980s as part of Miles's comeback. He had about 5 years of really tough health, and he had pulled back from music entirely. So this was his comeback, was to get these horns built and symbolize a rebirth. Mm-hmm. And he had another 10 years of making great music out there. But he had the black one, the red one, and the blue one all made, same physical design, but colored and decorated differently. And Miles was a visual artist as well as a musician.
Yes,
so for Miles, the visuals were big. They were really part of the music and the feeling that he was going after. So he played the black trumpet the most. And the black trumpet, when he passed, he had that in his coffin.
That's with him.
Still there today, presumably.
Yeah.
The red trumpet went to his family, and they are still holding on to it.
Right.
And this Blue Moon and Stars one, which is unique because of the decorations, the moon, the stars, Miles' name is engraved in there. It's beautiful. For me, it's the most beautiful one, the deep midnight blue.
Right.
That one he had given to his friend, the musician George Benson. And George Benson held on to it until about 10 years ago. He sold it in a private transaction to an anonymous collector. And so it sort of disappeared from view.
Mm-hmm.
That anonymous collector then gave it to Christie's to go ahead and it was time to transact it. And that's how the rest of the world came across it.
And now it will find a home with you, with us.
And that's another thing.
And I wanted to ask you about that. It's like,
yeah.
did you, when you're going in to purchase this, to have this, did you have a specific idea or more of just a general feeling about what may happen with where is this trumpet going to be?
Well, that's a great question. I can't prejudge such things because it's not a museum. The Blue Llama is a jazz club and a restaurant.
Right.
And it's fairly new, which means we don't have a lot of stuff on the walls or anything. It's a very, very open, very clean look. I would say we're still kind of debating what to do with it. There isn't a place where you want to – I think we're going to display it so that people can come see it, but I also want to make it that musicians want to play this thing. Miles would have wanted people to play the damn horn. Wow. So when the Lowdown Brass Band came in and blew our walls down a couple of days ago, they all were talking about this before they showed it at the club. They were wondering, are they even going to see it?
The word has gotten out. A Chicago-based outfit, so the word has gotten out that that Miles's trumpet is out there in the public in Ann Arbor.
That's true. Yeah.
They were thrilled, and they were hoping they would get a chance to see it. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, guys, you can play it too. Wipe your mouthpiece off, but, you know... And they all, because they all play brass instruments, and they were a little late coming back for the second set because they all wanted to keep playing it. And there is a real vibe that comes with it.
To be a trumpet player, and all of a sudden, it's like you have an opportunity to play
an
instrument
you're connecting with something that's bigger than yourself. You're connecting with a whole long chain of music and musicians. Mm-hmm. And people sense that, whether or not you believe it's imbued in the horn as a supernatural, mystical sense, or more like a placebo effect that it's inside of you. There is a real connection with that object. It vibrates. It vibrated when Miles played it. And every time someone else plays it, and I love it for children and kids to, you know, get a chance to connect with music this way. You're only one horn. This is the same horn. Miles made those sounds with effectively this horn. Anybody's capable of being a musician, I believe. I think everybody is a musician. Mm-hmm. So the more we can connect people to say music is not them and you just sit here and passively listen. If you can tap into and connect that sense of the eternal with music, you know, people feel it. They walk away with inspiration, whether or not they're going to channel it into a hot solo, or they're just going to feel connected with music and musicians going forward. Either way, we've accomplished something.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. The Blue Moon, the Miles Davis trumpet, is with you, and also the trumpet that you call the Blue Llama trumpet, which is a custom design, is with you. You've got maybe a side-by-side demonstration planned. Let's see if we can do this. Now, what am I listening for specifically? I guess you're going to play the Blue Moon first, and
I won't even tell you if you want. We'll do a blind taste test.
Okay. We're going to hear we're going to hear Don play two trumpets, and then you're going to pick which is which. Again, congratulations, and thank you. Congratulations on acquiring the Blue Moon Miles Davis trumpet. Again, you can see this and online at WEMU.org or on our Facebook page. And in the very near future, you'll be able to, the next time you go into the Blue Llama Jazz Club in downtown Ann Arbor, you will see this trumpet on display. And if you are a musician, you know, contact the club, let them know. Make sure you got a nice mouthpiece with you.
Music historians, interested people, students, and kids. If you're a horn player and you're thinking about it, you know, we're for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Well, I'll let you get set up on the horn. Dave, always great stuff happening at the Blue Llama this week. We got Wendell Harrison. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we have on Wednesday night we have Jason Marsalis
I love his band.
21st Century
Trad Band.
Trad Band, yeah. That's
he's not going to give you a short name for a band. That's Jason Marsalis.
No, but well, it's cool because it features Jason, of course, on vibraphone.
Yes.
And with clarinet, and it's a little bit of a different vibe.
Very cool band.
Yeah, leaning a little more on the traditional side, which we appreciate at Blue Llama. Uh-huh. And then, you know, Detroit legend Wendell Harrison on Thursday night.
And who's got a lot of stuff going on.
Lots of recordings, a lot of releases.
Some newly, previously unreleased stuff coming out from Tribe and whatnot.
For sure.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and then Friday and Saturday from New Orleans, Adonis Rose is bringing the Nojo 7, which is...
Now, he was here earlier with his smaller group.
With
a different smaller group.
Yeah, he was here in May with the group he calls Genesis, the Adonis Rose Genesis Project. And this one is actually the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. He calls it the Nojo 7, which is a smaller version of the big orchestra that played at the Detroit Jazz Fest with Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Right, okay.
So they're doing a...
Who's also on the lineup
Dee Dee will be at the club the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, the 29th and 30th.
So later this month.
Yeah, we're very excited about all of these. But next week's a big week. We've got, you know, Marsalis. We've got Wendell. We've got Nojo
Dave,
7.
You don't have small weeks. There are no small weeks at the Blue
Line. We don't.
It's like I'm waiting for you guys to have a lull, and it's like there's like no lull. It's like, yeah, and as I said earlier in the interview, just in 9 months, this is like the Blue Llama era of jazz in Ann Arbor. It's like if something, you know, and I've, you know, WEMU and me, you know, multi-decades, and I tell you, it's just the vibe, the energy, everything. And just bringing all this world-class music, the local scene. Hey, you know, you're mentioning the big tickets. The great idea doing the late-night sets.
The late-night sets have been fantastic.
For up-and-coming musicians, this is really cool.
Yeah, the first one we had was with the Will Wood Quartet. Is a U of M student.
Right,
he plays
tenor
saxophone. And he plays a mean tenor saxophone. And the second one we had, Alexis Lombre brought
fantastic,
in a trio.
Fantastic artist.
And people hung out. They hung out after the show. They
so this
were
is
there
music,
until,
no cover, 11:30 to like 1:30-ish, round midnight-ish.
Yeah, Fridays and Saturdays. 11:30 p.m. till about 1:30 a.m.
Come out and hang.
Yeah, so it's has the vibe flips, you know, when it strikes midnight, you know, it's a little bit more
when
of a nighttime hangout.
You mean when the serious jazz people come?
Yeah, and I know some people who won't have dinner until 9 p.m. on weekends.
At one point, I lived life like that. It's been a while.
Yeah, people are out there like that, you know, and it's.
For the latest on the club, Blue Llama
Club.com.
It's BlueLlamaClub.com. I think Don is warmed up, and we're going to hear some notes on a trumpet, and then we'll hear notes and some music on another trumpet. And we'll let you. So this is, we're just going to call this take one.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so you can cut this part out, I guess. But
okay.
We can do a little test to see how close.
Okay.
To
give it a try. Give it a try. Take A. Okay, that was, we'll say that is trumpet A. we're going to call this trumpet Z just to mess with me. It's not an A and B, it's an A through Z. This is trumpet Z. Trumpets A and Z. Now, okay, everyone has a letter in their mind right now. And if you picked, you have the letter in your mind right now. Okay, I'm going to hold you accountable. If you picked trumpet A, that was indeed the Blue Moon trumpet, the trumpet owned and played by Miles Davis. Trumpet Z is the specially designed Blue Llama trumpet.
Blue Llama trumpet.
It's the Blue Llama trumpet. Don Hicks playing both. And again, congratulations on winning the auction and having this in your possession. And thank you for, on behalf of all, you know, jazz folks, fans, not just around Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan, but all over, being able to have a Miles Davis horn that you can see that potentially musicians can play when they come to your world-class venue. So thank you. Thank you for all of that. And again, congratulations.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor and thanks. And we'll see everybody at a great show at the Blue Llama.
All right. You can see images of the trumpets
online
at WEMU.org. And again, Dave Sharp, Don Hicks, our guests on 89.1 Jazz today. For complete information, BlueLlamaClub.com for all the latest.
Yeah,
and take us out with a little bit. Go ahead,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, and Michael, you know, I do want to thank you and everybody here at WEMU for supporting the club and for spreading the word on what we're doing. You know, we couldn't do it without you. You've been a great help, and we always appreciate coming on and talking about what's happening. So thank you.
Our pleasure.